Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
If you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. So that means that most things in your life that get done right aren't being done right, because you can't do everything yourself. But maybe the more important things or the more pressing things that you need done, maybe you are put in a position where you have to do it yourself, because nobody else is extending a helping hand. Nobody else is stepping up to the plate for you. Nobody else is being down. Peace to all of y'all that are tired of it. Peace to all of y'all that are tired of always having to be the one that spends all the money, the one that drives everybody everywhere, the one that houses everybody, the one that always helps everybody, the one that has to make the phone calls for everybody. That's what we're talking about today on Urban Therapy Discussion. So I'm so happy to be here. I hope that y'all are happy to be here too. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. The Urban Therapy Discussion Show. Having to do everything for yourself by yourself. Being forced to do everything for yourself by yourself. Let's talk. Talk about it. What do you know about it? I know something about it. Here's the thing, man. When we talk about if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. I have never been able to subscribe to that theory. There's some things, and I'm going to name a few things. There's some things that are probably trivial sounding to some of y'all, but those may be things that you want done right, but are unable to do it yourself. Like giving yourself a haircut for a male or female, or doing your hair for a female. They say if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. You might not be the one to do it right. Oh, I got to pay somebody to do it. I have to ask somebody to do it. I can't do that right by myself. When I had hair, I couldn't cut my hair the way I wanted it cut. I wanted to sit dope. And at that time, I didn't have the skills to be able to do it. So I had to go to the barbershop. I wanted it done right. I couldn't do it myself. That sounds trivial, right? Oh, yeah? But there are other things. There are other things. Your car breaks down, or it's not running correctly, or you have some questions about, you know, tinkering with something under the hood. You don't know how to do it, but you need it done right. Probably not going to happen by you doing it yourself. Real shit. You want it done right, but you can't do it yourself. You don't have the skills. You don't have the knowledge. You may not even have the time. Shout out to all my people out there that know how to come fix cars. Even if that's not what you do professionally. You know, you may still know how to change brakes, change oil, maybe even, you know, do things beyond changing fluid. Like, you may know how to put in an alternator or a water pump or give a car a full tune. And yes, the tune-up is more than just changing spark plugs and wires. It's more than that. Because some of those wires are connected behind engines and places where without the proper tools, you're not going to be able to get in. So it's a big deal. Car been running slow, it's misfiring, whatever. You need it done right, but you're not the person to do it. So you have somebody else to do it. You need some assistance. You need some support. You need some help. What happens when you can't find the help that you need, so you're forced to make an alternative way, whereas you may not be able to get it done right, because the people who are there who can do it aren't the ones that can do it the best way or even a good way. They may keep you afloat, but it's not the best way, just like that haircut. People joke around with women poke fun at men, saying that, you know, they'll break up with their girl, but they got the same barber for the past 10, 20 years or whatever. It's not easy to find somebody who knows how to cut the hair every time, right every time. I used to change barbers like it was nothing. Because as soon as you used to start messing with my hairline, like, I saw the writing on the wall when I was a teenager, like, yo, man, I wasn't the type of dude, you know, some people's hairlines come all the way down here. My hairline was, you know, above the forehead. It was somewhere around here. It wasn't down low like that. I had, you know, I've always been a big boy. So you can see, like, where my lines end, my hairline. Somewhere above. So, I couldn't play around. So whenever somebody tried to make my shit extra sharp and they start pushing, you know, my sides back or whatever, I was on to the next. Like, nope. I'm trying to save my hair, homie. Don't mess with mine. One of the most disheartening things you can ever tell to a barber is like, yo, don't mess with my hairline. They like it. So you just do the back and cut your face and sides. Make sure you turn the top. You know, you always knew who was a real barber when they knew how to use scissors. You know, that was the mark of a real barber. And from what I understand, that's the mark of a really skilled hairdresser too, or stylist. You know, when they know how to work some scissors, when, you know, they don't just touch the top, they work them scissors, you be like, oh, you got real scissors. And Carol says, man, you had a big head. I've never been small headed, you're right. But I've seen bigger. Mm-hmm. One thing I was not known for out there was having a big head. But had a big head. I guess my body somehow didn't highlight. Anyway, Cameron says, that's how I feel about braids. Don't mess with my hairline. Listen, trying to preserve yourself is not an easy thing to do. It's not. Trying to preserve what you have. You're just conscious of what you're working with. And you trying to keep that, and they like, nah, man, I need to be able to put you in one of these pictures up here. And you like, man. Don't you know I don't even let the car dealership put their sticker in the back of my car? Or give me a license plate holder with they advertise? No, you ain't advertising on my car. You pay a bill, and then I'll let you advertise on the back of my car other than that. It ain't gonna be saying like no Gary Barbera, Reedman, Wilkie, kind of selling. Tell them, yo, scratch that joint up the back of the car. They look at you all funny. I'm paying for this car. You ain't getting no free advertising on this shit. I was trying to delete my message and deleted yours by mistake. Gotta put my glasses on. Sorry. But yeah, they say you want something done right, you gotta do it yourself. But it's not always possible for something to be done right by you. Shout out to all the single parents out there. The single parents. You know, it's Christmas time. Christmas is in 2 days, the day after tomorrow. There are plenty of single mothers out here that had to buy all the presents for themselves. Had to hide all the presents for themselves. Shout out to all the grandmothers of the single parents, of the single moms, whatever. Because y'all, ain't nobody else going to do it. Ain't nobody going to make the season special. Ain't nobody going to make the holidays nice. It's all on you. You all you have. It be that way. Yes, it do be. It be. Captain says, on a serious note, I have to do things for myself. Unfortunately, some just won't do it to my expectations. I get it. That's real. And yes, I will study in a minute. Give me about 4 minutes. But really, you know, when you don't have somebody there that will help you to get things in line, that will help you to put things in its proper perspective. Somebody there to just tell you like, listen, calm down. Other people have been through this before. I've talked to them. I've been through it before myself. I'm going to help you do this. We'll get through it together. Sometimes that's all you really need. And when you don't have that, man, so you just out there searching in the dark, trying to do everything for yourself, by yourself. And when I say for yourself, yourself means you, your kids, your situation, your project, your home, everything associated with you, family. You want to see yourself in the winner circle, you're going to have to go out there and grind. Work extra hours. Talk to some people. Network all crazy. Beg. Borrow. Steal. Lend. It's a compromising position to be in, but it's one that many of us are extremely familiar with. Having to do or being forced to do everything for yourself, by yourself. If I want a new iPad, I gotta get it myself. Need a new phone, I gotta get it myself. Want to pay your rent, I gotta get it myself. Need a new place, I gotta get it myself. If I want help, I gotta get it myself. Gotta go to doctor, I gotta get it myself. Want to travel, yo, I gotta do it myself. Want something special, I gotta pay for it by myself. It's hard. It's hard. Get a pocket. Urban Therapy with Sunshine 752. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. till around 6:30-ish. And the reason that we say 6:30-ish is because sometimes it's just deleted that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults and laugh and cry and argue, fuss and fight and back and forth with each other. Bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality and see the way that the universe affects us and the things of the world and try to figure out the things of life. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you can say Omar with R. Today, on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we're talking about being forced to do everything for yourself by yourself. Being forced to do everything for yourself by yourself. There are a lot of people out there who claim that they have had to do everything for themselves by themselves. And some of them be lying. And we have to talk about them for a minute. There are plenty of people out there that be claiming that they got to do everything for themselves. They raised themselves for themselves. They grew up for themselves. They had to do it by themselves. They left their house. They left their mom house by themselves for themselves. And it was bad over there. And nobody else. It was bad over there. Nobody cared. Bad over there. And nobody cared. My route, get the fuck out. Cause mom had a bout with the crack or something. Fucked up. And my brother didn't want to leave me behind. So I took a couple with me and mine. Now I was living with my girl at the time. Well, I was living with my man at the time. And yo, we had to make it the best way that we can. I had to send him to school every day, my man. And they didn't want to go. It's hard for me. Going to school with the same clothes on, yo, as that they had on the day before. You know how that goes. But we had to fight through it. Grind. Me and mine. So I had to work before I got out of high school. Worked every day full time like school. Barely graduated myself. Still got myself in college. Trying to get my wealth. Trying to make an exam for me. My young little one had a baby myself at 19 years old, 20 years old, 16 years old. By the time my mom got herself together, shit was a different kind of weather around the atmosphere, and I had much fear. The trauma stood right in the face of danger. But here I am telling my story, crazy, horrifying, kind of gory. Blood, sweat, and tears is what I had, and I was going to go mine going bad. All right. That's some people's story to tell. Shout out to the, yo, man, this real shit. Shout out to people who, you know, I mean, in the 80s and 90s, man, a lot of people's parents were strung out on the track, and they had to make a move, had to get out of the, I mean, imagine having little African job, you going to school, get good grades, going to work, bring home your little money, your mom steal your money, you know what I mean, because she got a crack habit, she feels like it's her right to steal the money. Meanwhile, you basically taking care of yourself. That crack money ain't enough money to keep the lights on. Ain't enough money to make sure that clothes are nice. Ain't clean. Ain't enough money for a lot of things. So you might have had to basically go to school full time, go to work full time, work a little job, you know, taking whatever from people off of you because you're doing a good job and they keep you out here struggling and working hard. You trying to take care of your little kids. You got a little brother, little sister, maybe more than one, two, three, four, whatever. You trying to hold it down for them. So here you are playing the role of a grown-up. The grown-up is supposed to be playing the role of a grown-up too busy lighting up. Shout out to all of y'all who had to do it. One of the reasons why I don't always judge people who sold drugs, teenagers or whatever, that hit the street at a young age. You know what I mean? That's why I don't always judge them too harsh, because I know most of them didn't want to have to do that. There weren't a whole lot of options. There wasn't a whole list of options. When your older brother sells drugs, sisters, messing around with drug dealers, cousins, and you know, other family members and shit, they sell drugs and all of that shit. That shit is going to have an influence. It's going to have an influence, especially if they get money. You look into your parents. Maybe your dad ain't there. Maybe he is. Maybe he's strung out too. Maybe he's coming back for money. Your mom's still strung. The only reason I keep pointing out the mom is because she's 9 times out of 10 the custodial parent. That's a big responsibility, you know, and a very hard load to carry. And it's not right, but it's extra hard on everybody when the mom ain't in a position to do what she's supposed to do. So, yeah. Being forced to do everything for yourself by yourself. No. What up, Stacy? Being forced to do everything for yourself, by yourself. Hard. Real hard, you know? So, let's talk about it, man. Let's say, you want something done right, you gotta do it yourself. I said, everything that you do or that you can do is not always what you can do extremely well. It's hard to be a jack of all trades. Knowing how to do something and being good at doing something is different. Shout out to all of those people out here who know how to do something. Shout out to all of the people who have expertise in a situation, some type of field. What fields do you have expertise in? Be honest. And I would like for y'all to write that. Name a field that you have expertise in. Expertise. I consider myself to have expertise in managing. I know how to manage. Very, very good. Definitely have expertise. That's something. I consider myself to have expertise. Sitting or standing in front of the camera, being able to push content. I have expertise doesn't mean that you're the best. It means that you are highly skilled, without a doubt. I'm glad you clarified that I was wondering. Mm-hmm. to do it. I don't mean that you're all that great at it. I'll tell y'all some things that I know how to do, but I ain't. Video games. I know how to play video games. Am I great at it? I wouldn't dare enter a competition playing video games of any type. I just like to play. I mean, I win, but an expert, like, I see some of these dudes, like, I'm playing Call of Duty. I see this dude got 40 kills in one game. He only been killed like two or three times. That ain't me. You know what's me? I got 20 kills and 27 deaths. I'm like, just got to play with the fact that I got 20 kills. But I've been shot and killed 27 times. So I know how to do it, but that Cinderella Dana Dane, she done made her way up in here. Cinderella Dana Dane. Where's the woman's name? A Dane? Hold on. That sometimes it makes you stronger. If you're exposed to doing things on your own at an early age, for some people it can break you. You know, what we're really talking about is having support. Do you have somebody who will fill in your blank? Do you have somebody that will allow you to be over here while things are being taken care of? Do you have somebody that will say, okay, you know what? Go ahead to the store, go ahead to the laundromat, and I'll go ahead and get dinner started. Or I'll go pick up the kids at home. I mean, I'm sorry. I'll go pick up the kids from school and bring them home. That's support. That's when you should have, that's an example of not having to do everything for yourself by yourself. When somebody will allow you to get paid or get things done over here while things are being taken care of correctly over here. Instead of you having to say, okay, all right, I might have to take off today. I might have to fall off today because I gotta buy some clothes and hit the market. I'm gonna start Christmas dinner Saturday night, so I won't have to rush all day Sunday. So I'm gonna take off Friday. The kids get off early on Friday, so I gotta just pick them up, take them to the father house or take them to the mother house or take them to my mother's house, get them situated. Still have to stop and let them do. Having support is like somebody said, no, you ain't got to call out today. Go ahead, work. You'll work half a day if you need to, but I'll take care. I'll make sure the kids get picked up. I'll take them to your mom's house, or I'll hold you down at the bridge, whatever. You go ahead and handle your business over there. Don't even worry about going to the market. I'll pick up a few things if you need, if you have special items that you want to get, go ahead and get those, but you know, teamwork makes the dream work. When you are running the team, but you don't really have teammates, I am an exceptional faith worker and in addition to my regular position. That's right. That's right. Okay, but it says I'm an expert at business administration. Okay. Oh, wait. I'm missing one. Okay, it says I can really cook. Like, I can open a restaurant if I wanted to. Okay. That's dope. system. I hope you do. I wouldn't wish not having a support system on anybody except for my enemy. Yeah, I don't want my enemies. You know, I want them to gently burn eternally in a fiery pit of hell. Suffer incessantly. You know, just really endure excruciating pain. You know, stuff like that. Everybody else, I want them to get the help. I want everybody else to get the help. But having a support system is paramount. Having a support system is one of the most important things that you ever have. Because you're going to, everybody's going to need a little help, man. Life starts to get heavy for you. It starts to get heavy and it starts to get hard. It starts to get really, really difficult. And you know that you have to plan out everything, schedule out everything, meet deadlines, never, ever go over anything. Make sure you stay within budget because every little cent is going to really, really be highlighted that you didn't make budget. You know what I mean? You might not have an expense account or somebody else that's telling you to set the budget. Like the budget that you set is your own. So if I spend $500 on a phone bill this month, that's going to take away from the life. I might just have to throw the phone away and start a new account with a new phone number with somebody else. Nah, yo, I can't transfer my old number. My old number's dead. Here go my new number. I'm with Verizon. I'm with AT&T. Well, I'm with T-Mobile. It's only like two left. Ain't no more Sprint. Sprint is now T-Mobile. AT&T. Who did they suck up? Well, they sucked up Cricket Mobile. But they also were cellular, singular. What was it before AT&T made their comeback? Because they were singular wireless. I think they were singular. First it was cellular one, then they became singular, and singular bought AT&T, but since AT&T was more internationally known, they made it seem like AT&T bought singular wireless and actually the other way around. How do I know? My brother-in-law works for singular wireless. He was like, maybe they changing our system AT&T. Right, it was singular with the T, right? Yeah, singular for AT&T. AT&T did buy singular. AT&T was already belly up. One thing I learned. Just hold on. Y'all talking. That's what's up. Terry says, a support system is so important, especially when raising children. A positive support team works. And Carol Kendall says, one thing I've learned. You can't live in this world by yourself. Everyone needs someone at some point. Man, that's a hell of a lesson to learn. There's a lot of people, because they can't get that, you know, they have made themselves believe that they don't really need any support, need any help. But it's not a good position to be in. Yeah, but it says, sometimes people will pretend to not know how to do something, forcing you to do everything on your own. Evidently, y'all thought about this show before I even wrote it up. Did I tell some of y'all that this is what the show was going to be about? Because I didn't know until 5 minutes before the show started. All right, 15. Started writing up the show at, I think, 12:40. So that's what. Yeah, it says kids and significant others, men and women, do that shit. Yeah, you know they do. Yeah. having to do everything by yourself or for yourself by yourself has everything to do with not having the support system set up for you to have your business being run by somebody. You know, you'll never have a successful business if you can't go and generate new business away from your business. If you can't trust somebody to watch your cash register, you can't trust whoever is collecting your money not to dip into the money or for your register not to come up short or over, you know what I mean? Because when you steal something, let's just put it this way. Every item that's bought in a store, if the inventory is set up correctly, everything that's bought in the store should be registered on the cash register. When the cash register is over, for whatever reason, or under, but whatever reason, that means somebody either didn't charge somebody something, or they steal. And a lot of times they do. But yeah, if you can't be away from your business situation so you can go somewhere else and generate new business, then you don't have the support that you need. You need to really get rid of all of your employees. And that's easier. That can be easier said than done. It can be easier said than done. Because somebody might not be that good on the register, or they might be opportunistic, but maybe not to the point where it's quickly. But what a decision to have to make. Well, they might steal $25 a day. I can put up with that until I get a new person. That's real shit. That's $100 a week, $400 a month, and who knows if it's only $25 a day. No good. Care Bear says, okay, wait. Sherry says support systems don't always have to be family. No, they don't. But support systems should always be family. Get it? Support systems don't always have to be family, but family should always be a support system. Should be. No, I'm going to say it the way I said it first. He said, support systems don't always have to be family. But support systems should always be family. In other words, if they are helping to support and they are the support system, they should be like family. So support systems don't always have to be family, but support systems should always be like family. Got me? Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, we're talking about having it. Being forced to always have to do everything for yourself, by yourself. Being forced to do everything for yourself, by yourself. Care Bear says, unfortunately, I didn't always have the patience to wait for people to help once they said, I don't know. Unfortunately, I always had the patience to wait for somebody even when they said, I don't know. And sometimes I would miss opportunities because I thought that they were going to come through because they never gave me the definitive answer. I don't know. I mean, yes, sir. Oh, I don't know how. Okay. Yeah, man, that's me. When I want something done, I don't want to wait for someone to do it. I just do it myself. Sometimes your support system is someone who supports your mental and emotional health. Thankfully, I've had it in a system. Terry says, I get that. Then the family will be made by God, not necessarily by blood. I recently started leaving things be if they aren't going to make a move. So y'all used to doing things like that.
Black single mother syndrome.
I gotta do it myself.
Black single mother syndrome.
I gotta do it myself.
Black mother syndrome.
I gotta do it myself.
Black mother.
Black single mother syndrome.
I gotta do it myself.
Black single mother syndrome.
I gotta do it myself.
Black single mother syndrome.
I gotta do it myself.
I gotta do it myself.
Black single mother syndrome.
Feel like I'm going out of my mind. So I was having a nervous breakdown, and I know it sounds like something that you heard before, but I'm telling y'all, I'm slipping in the darkness. Nobody can stop this. And my kids, I'm trying to set a good example, but the time I have is not ample to really keep the thing, keep the boat afloat. I don't know if I'm going across over the boat. Until the castle, I need me a king. I'm trying to do my own thing, and it ain't working out like a ring. A ring, ring on the phone. Yo, I'm about to help you over all your home. Well, I'm so glad you're calling, and it's all got to do stuff for the rest of y'all. Maybe a good night's sleep is really all that I need. I ain't had that shit like 3 damn months. Real, see? Being forced to always have to do for yourself, by yourself. Shout out to Snowman Jones. Snowman Jones. I'm sorry, Snowman James on the Blog Talk side. Thanks for coming on through You know, I never tested the mic on the Blog Talk side. It might be sounding all crazy. We had that problem last week, and I never really fixed it. Let me see. Let me see. 319-567-6199.
Coming through recorded.
Alright, so let me turn the echo.
Okay.
Turn that echo down.
Turn the echo down.
And it should be in better shape.
Alright.
If I take that off,
we should be in better shape.
Wait a minute. I had the echo turned all the way up. So that's what that was about.
I don't like this mic for this. But
that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
If y'all can hear me,
at least
I took the echo out of there.
But this doesn't seem...
It's like the voice is going in and out.
But I'm not going to worry about that. I ain't gonna worry about it.
All right.
At least we got the echo out of there. Let me see. At least we got the echo out of there. There. Okay. All right, so gotta put this mic here. This is the Blog Talk mic. This is the YouTube mic. Since we on the phone, the mic is up there. But we good. I think we good. Hey, yeah, we good. All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had the echo on the joint. I had the echo turned up on this. What do we call it? What do we call it? But it doesn't matter. We good now. We good. All right. Carol Chamberlain says that's one thing my husband hates about me. I won't ask you, but one time, and then I'll do it myself. Yeah, you know, I had to learn that asking somebody for help actually helps to build a bridge between two people. I thought that whenever I asked for help from somebody or if I needed help from somebody, I thought that they would look down on me. And I thought that they thought that maybe I didn't know how to do something by myself or for myself, or if they thought that I was lazy or something like that. There are a lot of cerebral things, a lot of psychological things that come into play when you're used to doing everything for yourself. And it can be detrimental. So, you know, I'm thinking that somebody really doesn't want to help me, and I'm asking them for help because it's a last resort, not knowing that they've been trying to help me, wanting to help me for a long time. Asking somebody for help actually builds bridges. It actually mends fences. It's not always now you want my help, or when you haven't shown people that you appreciate their help before. And that can be a problem, because that's one of those silent things that people don't always talk about, you know, wanting to be needed. Yeah, I had to find that out the hard way. Like, yo, why you don't ever ask for help? Why you don't ever ask me this? Don't you know I know how to do this? You got to let some people help you. Ask them. The worst that they can say is no, it's not going to kill your ego. But if your ego is to the point where asking for help or needing help is just something that makes you feel less than, then you got to check your ego. Real shit. You have to check your ego. Now you got work to do. You got work to do, homie. Yes, you do. But it's going to be all right. It plays out in the long run. Y'all still talking about when the mic had the echo. Sounds like twins talking at the same time. All right. Cal says, always thought it showed a sign of weakness in me. It's not. And Carol, when I found out that needing to be needed was what a lot of people out here need and wanted, I was like, see, the human mind is different. But when people like you, when they admire you, they want to be a part of what you have going on. How about that? Why do you think that celebrities easily get people to support them and send them money, and they already got money? Think about it. They already millionaires. Yet, they will ask for help for any little thing. Kick it like it's for charity or whatever. Whatever they have going on, and people will support people who already have money. You know why? Because they like them and they admire them, and they want to be a part. They want to feel like they are part of what they have going on. The same thing applies to you and yours. The people who love you trust you, admire you. They want to be a part of what you have going on. They want to be able to say, yeah, you know, I helped them out. I remember when they was, you know, when they were here and I helped them to get up there. I helped. I was there. And they're not saying that. They're not saying that to say that, you know, they got you where you wouldn't have been nothing if it wasn't for my donation of $5, $100. It's not always about that. And even if it was about that, listen, sometimes you got to decide whether you can handle getting what you asked for. Because sometimes we can't even handle getting what we asked for. We asked for some shit, and then we did it, and we didn't get it the way that we wanted to get it. Now we bitching because we got it. Like, bird in the hand, beat two in the bush, dummy. But we too busy being dummy. We can do better. Funny thing, Blog Talk says we are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue. How about that? So it might have been the echo and something. Debra says needing help can be so demoralizing. Nah. We got to change our mentality on that. Trust me, my proud ass, it was not easy for me to understand. But yeah, when you don't ask for help, people think that you're arrogant. I don't get it, but it's true. They think, oh, you too good to ask for help. Or my help ain't good enough for you, huh? Like Prince in the Revolution. Remember in Purple Rain, the movie Purple Rain? Remember Lisa and the two white girls in his band? They had wrote the song Purple Rain. And he didn't want to use it. He didn't want to use the song because he felt like he was giving up his power by using their song. So they was good enough to be in the band and to play his way and to do the songs that he wrote, but he wouldn't take their songs and perform them or let them do their own thing. He wouldn't let them participate in the writing and the, like, it's okay for them to cover, but not okay for them to produce. It's okay for them to perform, but not okay for them to write. And he had to go through all this old crazy shit before he gave them a chance and used the song. And even with that, he really wrote the song. So, but Prince was a control freak like that. He ain't wanna have no help. James Brown was the same way. Very stern. So yeah, he'll ask for your help as far as doing everything his way or their way, but he don't want to accept any help that he didn't think of himself. Cherry says, I think that's so true. Sometimes I might have your blessing with my hands, or I might have your blessing within my hands, or you might have mine. Humbling ourselves just to ask. It ain't gonna make, everybody needs some help. So they everybody who looks at you, no matter how great they think you are, even if they think that you know how to do magic, they figure you have to be getting help from somewhere, somebody, because we're all human beings and we all need help. We all encounter situations where we are unsure, inexperienced, and don't know inexperienced and don't know what the hell we're doing. And we need somebody to show us the way. So when you don't reach out, people look at you like, oh, you're a big dummy. You could have had everything out here if you would have just let somebody help you, but you want to do everything yourself. Okay. All right, big man. Go ahead. How'd that work out for you? Oh, not so great, huh? Surprise, surprise. Kevin says, I agree, Carol. I feel like I failed when I need help. Yeah, well. Kevin says, you're right. Sherry, you're right, but it's easier said than done for me. Well, you get better at anything you work on. Just know this. If somebody did help you, they probably didn't save your life. And if you didn't get the help, and if you asked somebody to help you, you weren't going to die. Maybe I'm oversimplifying. Perhaps, but it's the truth. If somebody helped you without you asking for it, they didn't save your life, more than likely. Somebody to help you, more than likely. If you ask somebody to help you, you weren't going to die because you had to humble yourself. We all have to step outside of our comfort zone sometimes. We got to step outside of our comfort zone, because normally wherever we have made our comfort zone to be is probably where we need to move on from, because it's hard to grow within a comfort zone. You work hard to grow into the comfort zone. You're probably not going to get anywhere. Shake it up. Gotta get it moving. Keep it moving. Now that we've come to the very end, his beats, my rhymes are perfect. Good. Now I know it's hard for a lot of us to ask for money. But trust and believe, people are only going to give you the money or lend you the money that they are able to. They ain't going to go nowhere else and borrow money in order to lend it to you. So make a decision on what you really need from somebody. And I realize how big trust plays into it. Trust is a big thing, because you don't want somebody throwing what they did for you all up in your face. But guess what? Even if somebody throws something up in your face, make sure that if they throw it in your face, it ain't because you didn't pay them back or because you ducked them or because you didn't play straight. But guess what? Even if they throw it back up in your face, you ain't going to die. You ain't going to die. It's not going to kill you for somebody to acknowledge themselves aiding something for you. Nobody dies today. You shake your shit up, Cherry Cherry. That's what's up. We all need to shake shit up. Shake it. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious second day of Capricorn, December 23rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Latanya Jackson. To you, and also Felicia Alert James, happy birthday to you. And Habiba Muhammad, turning 54 years old today. And Roberta Muhammad. I have a feeling that they're the same person, because they're both turning 54 years old today. And Latanya Coleman Smith, happy birthday to you. And Lovejoy, happy birthday to you. And Shana Oliver, turning 16 years old today. She might want to add like maybe 40, 50 years on to that. It's all good. And also Carnell A. Smith Jr., turning 48 years old today. And Mark 5 Allen, happy birthday to you. And my girl, go-getter Natalie Maxwell, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Carlena Coleman Parka. I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. All y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every one of y'all. I just want to say, all y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on into the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on into the damn, rock out. Rock on into the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen, yo. These are serious days and times out here, man. Listen, being forced to do everything by yourself, that shit is disheartening. Sometimes you got to make a decision. Do I want to feel bad about having to do everything by myself and maybe not even being able to complete everything or really having to bust my ass all crazy in order to reach my objective? Or do I want to feel bad about asking somebody who is in a position to help me to help me? What do you have to lose? Don't let somebody or don't let life circumstances put you in a position where you are unable to get the help that you need and then you're forced to do everything by yourself. Because, listen, the situation is going to get heavier and heavier and heavier to the point where it's like the weight of the world being on your shoulders and you can't carry that shit and continue to carry it and continue to carry it. Everything has a breaking point, you know? Everything will give way. There's a difference between giving up and giving way, baby. Giving up and giving way. You give way when you're still trying, but it's breaking down. You give up when you said, man, I ain't going to try no more. What's going on, Queen Monica Davis? Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate you. I want y'all all to have a great day. If I don't see y'all, hear from y'all, you know, by the holiday, a really, really happy and safe Christmas. I ain't, you know, all of them other manufactured holiday, I don't know about all that. You know what I mean? Christmas, the real shit. Well, you know what would they say? They say Kwanzaa comes after Christmas, right? Yeah, but you don't get no presents. I mean, do we got a Kwanzaa tree? We need a Kwanzaa tree, some Kwanzaa lights. You know what I'm saying? I want to eat some Kwanzaa cookies and eat some Kwanzaa dinner. You know what I mean? Get together for Kwanzaa. You know what I'm saying? Where you going for Kwanzaa? Oh, yeah, man. You know, I got people coming from out of town for Kwanzaa. You know, they're coming over for Kwanzaa. All the kids opening up with their Kwanzaa gifts. Got me a new train set for Kwanzaa. You know what I'm saying? Got me a bike. This is my Kwanzaa bike. I got me a bike for Kwanzaa. Cameron says, get presents that were made by the gifter. Okay, cool. I'm just saying. Have a Merry Christmas. You know what I mean? That's what's paying the bills around here. Hanukkah don't pay the bills. Hanukkah. Christmas keep on making it. Hanukkah keeps on taking it. Kwanzaa keep on faking it. No. I know Kwanzaa is supposed to be a good joint. All right, man. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand new. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Yo! We're going to go get a Kwanzaa tree. Mom, I want to have a Kwanzaa tree this year. I want to have a Kwanzaa tree. I want to have a Kwanzaa tree present. Chestnuts roasting over an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. We got us a Kwanzaa tree. You know that we be. Open up our Kwanzaa presents. What did you get this year? Yeah, yeah. I said opening up your Kwanzaa presents. What did you get this year?
Yeah, I got a Kwanzaa bike, and got a Kwanzaa. I got a Kwanzaa Barbie, got Kwanzaa Barbie. Kwanzaa Barbie, got a Kwanzaa Barbie house in the car. Kwanzaa. I got G.I. Joe Kwanzaa.
Carol says, we used to go to my nephew's in B-more and have dinner and exchange gifts, but we stopped. See?
That's what I'm saying, man. Y'all gotta bring Christmas back. I don't care if you convert to Islam. You can still buy presents when you convert to Islam. Ask me how I know. And I'm trying to tell you, a lot of y'all Muslims, y'all scared to be Muslims while y'all grandmama alive. Don't play dumb. You know why your grandmama alive. You scared to let her know that you took your shahada because you know she ain't accept that shit. He talk about he went Muslim. He ain't go Muslim. That boy still, I bet you when he come over here, he eat some of this ham. I bet you when he come over here, eat some of this ham. Like, I can't be a full Muslim until my grandma die. I got to honor my grandma. And if you mess around and die before her, I bet you had your funeral right there at the church. All right, so let me stop. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a good one. Great one. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. Hold on. Where we at, Block Top? Yeah. We going to get you out of here. Yeah.